At first glance, it's an unlikely combination. Why would the world's biggest online marketplace want to buy an online phone service? Skype co-founder Niklas Zennström, a Swede, based his company in Luxembourg. Its software was written in Estonia.
Skype is a free software that you can download to your computer and then make free, unlimited phone calls to anyone in the world over the internet.
While Skype remains headquartered in Europe, just 13 people run its North American operations from this house on eBay's sprawling campus an hour's drive south of San Francisco. Hello. Jennifer Calkin is Skype's director of corporate communications.
Come on in.
The service, she says, requires a broadband internet connection. It is winning customers because it's simple and cheap.
Hello.
Hi, Barry. How are you?
Kevin Werbach, a professor at the Wharton School of Business in Philadelphia, predicts steady growth for voice over internet.
One of the things that's so striking about Skype is that it became such a phenomenon, especially in Europe and Asia, with virtually no marketing.
Skype has 136 million users worldwide, including 25 million in China. Jennifer Calkin says Skype enhances the shopping experience on eBay.
But if we can enable that communication to be even closer by having voice or even chat between buyers and sellers, it reduces friction and it alleviates sort of any of the questions that a buyer might have of a seller.
eBay is marketing Skype as a standalone product. It remains the hottest software on the internet, and 250,000 users are signing up for it every day. Barry Wood, VOA News, San Francisco.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。